77 WABC News Time is 9:59, sponsored by Bulova Watches, 47 and Misty. Good morning, I'm Ann Carrick. It's the busiest travel weekend of the year, and New York City area roads and airports are expected to see extra traffic today and through the weekend. People at LaGuardia Airport planning ahead.
We were like rushing because we thought, oh my God, it's going to be a big line.
Get to the airport really, really early. I mean, there's food here, there's shopping here. Yeah, make the most of it.
AAA says the worst time to be on the roads is from 4 to 8 p.m. today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Keep in mind there's heavy rain in the forecast for late day Sunday. Port Authority estimates nearly 6.5 million travelers will use its airports, bridges, and tunnels in the New York City area through the Thanksgiving holiday period. The Staten Island Expressway, Belt Parkway in Brooklyn, and the Long Island Expressway in Queens are expected to experience the most above normal traffic. Crews are looking into another possible Hoboken water problem following the Thanksgiving Day water main break. The problem on Park Avenue, where customers were dealing with flooding, water pressure problems, and service disruptions. Yesterday's water main break has been repaired. Officials say if you see any discolored water, run the tap until the water is clear. Twitter is launching a delayed verified service next week. Elon Musk announcing different color check marks depending on the type of account.
The Twitter CEO said in a tweet, there will be a gold check for companies, a gray colored one for government accounts, and the existing blue one for individuals, whether they're celebrities or not. Musk says all verified accounts will be manually authenticated before the check is activated, calling the move painful but necessary. I'm Michael Kastner.
Musk also announcing a general amnesty for recently suspended Twitter accounts, provided the people have not broken the law or engaged in egregious spam. A poll showed nearly 75% of those who responded were in favor of the move. More missile strikes terrorize Ukraine. Many remain without power after a pounding by more Russian airstrikes this week. Officials in the capital of Kyiv say 70% of residents have no electricity. Citizens now in survival mode, combing through the rubble, waiting to collect water and looking to stay warm.
We don't have cell phone coverage. We don't have internet. We have a truck with humanitarian aid coming to Kharkiv. We can't get in touch with people in the warehouse.
Olga, a Ukrainian resident, describing current conditions in the eastern city of Kharkiv. Your forecast from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Some showers today, high 52. Mostly clear tonight, low 37. Saturday, sunny, high 55. And again, heavy rain late Sunday as many travel home. 77 WABC News Time is 10:02. Sponsored by Bulova Watches. Discover finely crafted timepieces available at Macy's. 47 with mist outside our Midtown studios. I'm Ann Carrick. Remember, the news never stops at WABCRadio.com.